Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the Starz production or Diana Gabaldon. All views expressed are solely our own. Welcome to the Outlander podcast,
where the men are kilted,
the women are winsome,
and the whiskey is neat.
This is Graham McTavish, and you are listening to Ginger and Summer on the Outlander podcast.
Welcome to episode 100 of the Outlander podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer, and we are in love with all things Outlander. So, announcements this week. There have been so many announcements that I don't think we have enough time to do them all, so we're going to just keep it short and sweet and just mention the
huge ones.
The big ones. And by the big
ones that we weep over with joy.
And by the big ones, we mean casting.
Or
the
official castings. DIA.
Or hashtag DIA. Okay.
It's the best hashtag ever. It's almost better than Outlander.
Okay. It's shorter. And this is, I don't think this is in any order. I'm just going to roll them out like a roll call. Robert Cavanaugh was cast as Jared Fraser, who is, I believe, cousin to Jamie Fraser. His French relation. Well, he's not French, but he's in France.
He's a wine merchant.
Yes,
a
businessman. In France. I'm sure there's a French way to pronounce this gentleman's name because he is indeed French. But it
he's
looks like
Hon-Hon French.
He is, but we Americans would pronounce it Stanley Weber, but I'm fairly sure there's a French pronunciation. He's been cast to play the Comte Saint-Germain.
Comte Saint-Germain.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, how would you say Stanley Weber? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
No, that's very it's partially anglicized, partially Weber. It's German. But yeah, just very, very, at least at first glance, doesn't look very French. But he is extremely French.
And extremely good looking.
And also, I said when he, or I tweeted or something, when he was announced it, he was cast. We were joking, or I was joking, that, like, Starz doesn't mess around. Not that it was ever said in the books that he was not good-looking. It didn't. They said he was actually kind of good-looking. But my point is, the baddies seem to be so freaking attractive.
Well, here's the thing. When I read a book, and it's a bad guy, regardless of how they describe him, if they
she
say that he's good-looking...
She always casts him hot in her head.
No, I don't. That's Sorry. Not what I was going to say. I don't see what they look like on the outside. All I see is the ugly on the inside, which in my head makes them unattractive people. So when they cast these hot villains, it makes it very difficult for me to justify those things in my head as I watch them. It makes it very, very confusing for me because I want their outsides to match their insides.
That's true. That's why going back to 116 and 115, conflicted. Not about what he did. Okay. Just about him and that wig.
Okay. I'm going to leave all the French names to you. So, young Fergus was cast.
I mean,
could you just pronounce his name, please?
Except that I've never seen the double N like that. That's a very German thing, the word Mann, but I know that's not a German thing. Roman, I don't know. Roman Beru, I think it's Beru. Wee Fergus. I mean, young Fergus is sweet, but come on, it's Wee Fergus.
Oh, he's adorable.
He is adorable, and just that
little
face.
He looks like a
little
angel.
And he looks like an ange. Yes, he is adorable, and
that's all you can say.
I just don't want to think about brothels.
Stop it.
And then Audrey Brisson
was cast as Sister Angélique,
who is a sister in the L'Hôpital des Anges. We're going to have so much fun with the casting, especially the French people.
Oh, you say we. Oui. Oui.
Okay, at this one you can do.
Okay.
You have my permission.
Andrew Gower?
I think
was
so.
Was cast as Charles Stewart, the Bonnie Prince.
Otherwise, Princey Wimpy, Wimpy Princey, the person we end up hating.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rosie Day was cast as Mary Hawkins.
This is, to me, okay, while Stanley Weber as Le Comte is hot a patata, and Romain Baru, and if you speak French and I like butchering that, please let me know, because my French pronunciation is not bad, so if I'm butchering it, I want to know. As cute and as hot as they are, I'm just as excited for Rosie Day as Mary Hawkins, because Mary Hawkins, again, I mean, they're all so important. They're all from the books, but she's a central character that we can't say why, we can't say who, we can't say how.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You clearly can't.
Apparently, I can't. So, she's not just the actress. The character is someone we've looked forward to seeing, we want to see everybody, but... Oh, Mary Hawkins. Just the storyline. Gets me in the gut. Can't wait. And this actress was in Heart of Lightness with Sam.
Yeah, oh, she was. I totally forgot about that. Master Raymond? Raymond?
Maître Raymond.
There's an S in there.
No, there. In French, it's an A-I with a circonflexe.
I'm just saying that.
I understand. This is the English, not the French. But Raymond.
Oui. Well, most of us know him as Master Raymond because
Comment il s'appelle?
I don't speak French. His name is Dominique Pignon.
Oui. Dominique Pignon.
That just makes me think of Amelie.
Should I do the next two?
Sure.
Okay. Or the next one. Oh, the next
you
two.
You can do it.
Okay. So the next one we have Margot Châtelier as Annalise de Marillac, I think. It's one of the two. And I even said when we did the read-along and got to this character's name, I'm like, dude, someone let us know. Is it a y or a le? So, again, you French speakers, you're going to become our besties for the rest of the read-along, hopefully, and coming up through and during season two. Because my French is not fluent. I can understand it decently well. I can pronounce it pretty well. But, yeah, we're not native. We're nowhere near fluent. So we need all that. We're, again, support. We love that Outlander family. So Outlander Quebec, Outlander France, Outlander Suisse, anywhere else where France est... spoken.
Wow.
I couldn't think of the word.
Parler,
thank you. Wow, that's embarrassing.
Wow, I said it and I don't speak French.
I almost said hit us up. Well, hit us up. Give us a tweet. Send us an email. If you could be our French experts, dude, we'll have you on the show. Let us know. We're looking for a French expert. Okay.
And rounding out our castings
that we have
for
thus
this
far,
first round,
Marc Duret as Joseph Duvarney. And he is he's the guy he plays chess with.
Yes.
And that's not a spoiler.
No.
There's a lot of chess in this book.
Yes.
Not as much as in Catherine Neville's The Eight.
Oh my God, we cannot cross over.
I'm not crossing over. I'm just saying what
I'm just saying.
Exciting. Who are you excited thus far? Who are you most excited to see?
Wee Fergus.
Aw, me too. I think I'm, you know what?
And Dominique Pignon.
Exactly. I am so excited for Maître Raymond. And our Master Raymond, or how about just Raymond? Excited for that. Now, the people we haven't met yet. Oh, well, giving a name does not give a spoiler. What is there anybody? Just one. Whom can you not wait for?
Roger.
I'm thinking French, but okay. Let's just be honest. Roger. And then Brianna.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie. So it is DIA, and it's all about France, and we're getting a lot of French characters, and we're very excited because it's like proof in the pudding. It's all about Roger. And it's all about Brianna.
Eventually.
Eventually it's about both of them. But that were a few books away. But they do pop up here. And so we're just a wee bit excited to know who they might be.
Absolutely. So we're going to call that our announcements for the week. And leading into what is... And actually it was a special, special evening that we had while we were abroad in Scotland. We were... delighted to be invited to attend an evening called an evening with Mary's Meanders.
In Linlithgow,
Scotland.
At the Star and Garter Hotel.
Which is just in the shadows of Linlithgow Palace, which was a filming site for Outlander.
The outside, right?
The outside.
Maybe
even she fake inside. Puked in front
she
of it.
She did. She did.
So and I don't know.
Kind of half inside. Kind of half inside. Right in the entryway. Yeah.
It's weird. Wentworth was made up of about three different locations. But the front where she leans over and pukes and Murta carries her away is the front of Linlithgow.
We saw the puke site. We saw the puke site.
We did see the puke site. I think we all took turns pretending to puke at the puke site.
I don't think I did. You guys, I think that was you guys.
I think honestly we maybe talked about it and then I couldn't get anyone to take that. You can't really selfie a puke shot.
I mean you can, but it's
awkward. Then you couldn't see Linlithgow in the background.
Oh, that's true. So we go into more detail about our evening and, well, our whole day. We will go into more detail about our whole day, what led into the evening, the awesome tour we got from one of the two ladies behind Mirrors Meanders, Anne Daly, who gave us the tour around the palace and around the city, basically, before we were brought to the Star and Garter Hotel before we prepped for the evening.
Which was the first real pub they took me to.
They meaning us?
Yes.
Well, we didn't take you there.
Well,
we all
then you didn't
were taken
take me
there.
To any pubs.
We will share more of the details of the tour and, yes, the day that we had that led up to our arrival into Linlithgow when we finish our wrap-up of Pod Abroad in Part 2, which is still to come.
So the evening put on by Mary's Meanders was entitled A Taste of Outlander. And basically what it included was amazing food, amazing live entertainment, and just a lot of,
just a wonderful ambiance. And, oh, by the way, endless wine.
Oh, God, endless wine.
Endless wine. But it was, the ambiance was so, it was welcoming, it was comfortable, it was not posh, I wouldn't say posh, but it was definitely more than just a pub crawl. It was not a pub crawl. It was a high class evening. It was service, table service, everything to you with three full courses. Again, wine, tea, coffee, drinks, whatever basically you had. And I was, we'll speak more of this later on as well, but as you may know, Ginger's a vegetarian. I'm vegetarian. So it's up to, the onus is on, I fully own this. The onus is on the person who has the eating whatever, whether it's an allergy or an eating choice like mine is, to let the food providers, the event providers, know if there's something, special need, whatever that may be. And I did not. I honestly didn't cross my mind until I got there and I said, oh my gosh, they have a set menu. I need to let them know. So I gently pulled Emma aside and I said, Emma, I'm so sorry, but I'm a vegetarian. Is that going to be okay? She did not miss a beat. She said, absolutely no problem. Let me go see what we can do. She talked to the kitchen. One of the waiters, I believe, came out and said, look, we've got these three options. Not just like, okay, you're going to have the pasta that's out back. Mm. I mean, they said you can have mushroom stroganoff. And he said two other things, and I'm like, no, stop. Mushroom stroganoff. So it was obviously not on the Scottish menu, but it was to die for. So if you're vegetarian, don't not go. You should go because their service will knock your socks off.
And we had the...
Oh, there was a readings?
There were readings.
From the book.
There were readings from the book.
Quite a good actress. She was sweet. She was nice.
They were all sweet.
They were all nice, but they weren't actors.
And
I'm
all the
saying,
men were in kilts. I mean, you could not go wrong
goodness.
With the ambiance.
And the piper, whom we had accidentally fallen into, run into at Black Ness earlier that... Oh, he called himself... He was the keeper of Black Ness. What a romantic title is that? Just like to have the best title in the world, the keeper of a castle. Come on. No, it's just a great title. It's like Dave's Battlemaster. Come on.
Right.
It's like,
no, but that is the most kick-ass title ever.
Battlemaster? Yeah. So, hello, Dave. So we had a wonderful evening with wonderful food, awesome company. We were among the company of some other bloggers, some other press there. And as I said, the service was impeccable. The entertainment was lively. A lot of back and forth. They want to hear from you. They want your feedback. And it was really a conversation. It wasn't just you sit still and you listen to everything.
No, it was, I hesitate to say it was casual because it wasn't casual, but it was like a family feel,
absolutely.
Like Like you inclusive. Were part. Yeah, it was inclusive, definitely inclusive. And we were lucky enough to be able to pull a majority of them aside, mm-hmm. and
even the piper.
Yes, we did. Even the piper. You can't interview a group of people and then disclude the piper. You'll hear about it later. But again, they were lovely enough to find a quiet corner so that we could sit down
and they stayed extra late just to chat with us because it was such a fun night. And I don't know because this is our only opportunity there, only event there. We don't know what the normal like rehearsal schedule was. We don't know if it was longer than normal. Maybe it was just extra schmoozy. I don't know. But they were all so kind to stay so late and just spend as much time with me as we needed with them.
So without further ado, we are delighted to share with you our interview with the cast and crew of Mary's Meanders, A Taste of Outland.
So this is Ginger and Summer with the Outlander podcast, having just completed our first Outlander experience here with Mary's Meanders in Linlithgow. And we are thrilled at having been able to experience this. And we just have a few questions for actually most of those involved. And we're going to start with the organizers of Mary's Meanders, and that is Emma Chalmers and Anne Daly. Hello, ladies. How are you this evening?
We're great. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Now, I understand that people often call you Mary.
Yes. I get called Mary pretty much every day, either in person or on email or whatever. Yes.
And the reason being, the concern is called Mary's Meanders.
Yes.
And it's a natural question. Yeah. Could you explain to us what Mary's Meanders is and how it began?
Okay. Mary's Meanders, the name comes from Mary, Queen of Scots, who was born here in Linlithgow. When you visit Linlithgow, you'll see that there is a very beautiful room and palace, which is where she was born. I came up with the idea to set up a tourism business here in Linlithgow because I felt there was a lot of people coming to see the palace, which is absolutely wonderful, and it's a gem here in West Lothian. But I wanted to do a little bit more and get people down from the palace and onto the high street. So that's where the original idea for Mary's Meanders came along.
So it was centered on or named after, obviously, the huge tie-in for the place, the city, was Mary, Queen of Scots.
Exactly.
And yet you do more than Mary, Queen of Scots themed events. Tell us a little bit about what exactly you offer besides the event we experienced this evening.
We offer Linlithgow walking tours, and then we also do Outlander tours. So we can do a full day tour or on a scheduled one on a Thursday, or we can do bespoke tours as well based on the client or customer's requirements. We can bring you to the places that you want to see. If you want to go to Doon, or if you want to see Castle Leoch or Fort William, we'll bring you there. And of course, Lallybroch.
Of course, Lallybroch. You cannot,
you cannot come on an Outlander tour and not see Lallybroch.
And Anne Daly, how are you? Are you involved in the planning as well? How did you become involved with Mary's Meanders?
I started off as a guide with Mary's Meanders. I thought it was something I could do as a little part-time occupation in addition to...
As you do.
Yes.
We had a little podcast that we thought would be a hobby.
Yes. In addition to other work that I do that was very computer-based. So I thought, this will get me out and I can share my love of history, I can share my love of the town and the area and talking to people all in one. So that's how it started out. Started doing the tours and then started writing scripts for things, started writing articles for papers, started planning, started doing financials.
She became a partner.
And there we go. So
what happened to this little thing on the side you
were
doing?
Well, the little thing on the side is now a very big thing, and the other job is now the little thing on the side.
Pretty much
much everything Outlander related starts that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It starts as a side hobby, right. And all of a sudden it's become your life.
It kind of takes over.
It does. Yeah. It very much takes over. Not just your life, but your family's life, your friends, some of whom are still trying to understand what it's all about, but they realise it takes over your life.
Yeah.
So,
in a lovely, lovely, lovely way.
Wonderful.
In a very welcome, very kind of overwhelming, but lovely way.
It is, it is. Yes, yes. And the whole, and that's been one of the joys of it. It's getting to know the whole Outlander family. And meeting, you know, all these people. Like, I went to my first ever Outlander fan event last Christmas. It was a Christmas lunch. And I can't believe that from then till now, a lot of these people have become really good friends in a short space of time.
It is. Yeah. It's funny how that tends to happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And it's from, you're making friends from all over the world, which is just brilliant. Yeah.
And that encourages travel, which is what this is about.
Exactly.
yes.
And it has done amazing things for Scotland. And it's continuing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So tonight at Mary's Meanders, Outlander Experience, there was also a wonderful, I mean, the whole evening, and the food was wonderful, based on Teresa Carl Sanders from Outlander Kitchen, of course. So hello, Teresa. But also some wonderful entertainment all the way around, including Highland dancing and wonderful recitation straight from the books and inspired by Diana Gabaldon. And of course, the music. Please pronounce the name of the band so I don't butcher it.
Buddha.
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 Buddha. Okay, so I didn't pronounce it too badly. Okay, so
okay, but legit, it was on the drum, and I was like, "That's a Bodrum, right?"
No, it's a Bowron.
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 Okay, I'm fired.
So we have the band here, Burach, Burach, and a piper. Piper who played Graham. Really quickly, before we forget, we won't forget. But before we came into Linlithgow, we toured Blackness Castle, and we bought our tickets, and my two travel mates got theirs, left me at the
standard,
counter.
Standard.
Yeah, they always leave me. And so I was there getting my ticket, and this lovely gentleman who was selling the tickets gave me my receipt, and as we were kind of talking a little bit, and he said, "Are you by chance Outlander fans?" And I thought, "Oh Lord, what gave this away?" I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I kind of said, "Well, yeah, we do a podcast. The other girl with us is a blogger." Da da da.
But she's the only one who would not lie about it. I would be
That's
like,
true.
"Oh, no, what are you talking about?"
So we continued to go through the castle, like on a self-guided, just look around, and 10 minutes or so more into our own little walk around Blackness, this piper comes out, and I'm like, "Oh wow, this is awesome!" And he played some tune. And I thought, "That's wonderful." And then the second one was the Sky Boat song. I'm like, "You're kidding me!" And I look at it, I got a closer look. I said, "That's the guy who sold me my ticket." And
no.
I said,
"No, but before that, I wasn't with you when any of that happened. I came walking out of like one of the ramparts or whatever, and there was just a dude walking around with like pipes, and I was like, he better play those or else he's wasting my time." And then all of a sudden he starts playing. I was like, "Okay then."
So
well done.
We learned that it was the gentleman who had sold the tickets, and his name is Graham. And we started talking about the Outlander again, and we found out that he was, I said, "Hold on a second, bagpiper, Graham, let me check my email." And my email with Emma, she was giving us, a DM on Twitter, was going through a list of names of some of the people we'd meet tonight. And sure enough, it was a piper named Graham. And I thought, "Oh no." I said, "Are you Graham? Are you going to be there?" He's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, we're going to see you again." So this is such a small, small world. So we will definitely want to catch up with you briefly as well. Okay, so after that long, not so related tangent, we'd like to introduce the members of the band and find out a little bit more about them. We'll start on this side.
I'm Dave. I sing, play the bowron, I play the whistle. But I think for us, vocal speaking, for me, the Outlander experience is very much a journey. And we want this journey to take us to New York for Tartan Week. We want to make new friends, reach new places. We absolutely love the whole sense of history, and the music ties in with what we've been doing over the last 3 years.
I'm Heather. I play fiddle for the band, and I'm the only girl, so I look after all the boys.
Very, very well done.
Which is really tough, actually.
It is. I can see. It was full of laughter. So you had a good time tonight as
yes,
well.
Yes, definitely. They always make me laugh. That's why I keep coming back.
So how long, we didn't ask before we go too much further, how long has Burach been around?
4 years.
5 years.
As long as five.
We seem to have a disagreement among the ranks.
No, like 5 years.
5 years, okay,
really?
5.
Yeah. 5 years? Yeah. Wow.
You only get 2.5 months though.
So that's quite, have all of you been with since the beginning? Nah, okay, we'll get around with that, okay. So have you been with it since the beginning?
Yes, I have. Yep. We started playing in a pub.
As you do.
It's classic in Scotland. Started playing in a pub, and it just sort of started getting slightly more gigs, and now it's awfully serious all of a sudden.
Heather, I remember, was a shy, retiring wee lassie that
she
came
was.
And played the fiddle
and
with us.
And now they can't get me to stay quiet, so they all wished back to those days.
Even duct tape doesn't work.
And I have to say, I mean, her fiddle playing has just gone from strength to strength. She's a great fiddler.
I have to say, tonight you played the Gael, which I did not know was not from only Last of the Mohicans. Not that the other stuff wasn't beautiful, but, dude, Lord, I had to, like, hold a Kleenex to my eye. That whole, because you started with the fiddle solo, right? All of you were brilliant, but that, I mean, bringing it in with, yeah.
You
had me at the Gael, that's all.
Thank
I mean, obviously you have it, Outlander, but you had me at the Gael.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I play the snare drum for the
covered
band.
In a tartan.
Yes.
The purpose of the tartan on the drum is to keep the resonance down, no?
Yes, okay. But I've stolen it from the Beatles. They used
very good.
Get Back. And I noticed that they were using it, so I thought, I'm going to take that, and I've used it ever since.
Not duplication, what's the word? Something is the most sincere form of flattery.
Imitation.
Yeah. Imitation, not duplication. Thank you. I'll get my idioms right one day. Okay, excellent. And yourself?
I'm Frank, originally from Burnley. As you can see, I'm not Scottish. But
he's a Sassenach.
I'm a Sassenach. I'm nothing like the Frank in the book, I can assure you. because I've watched all the series over here. All the episodes. And I like it. I got upped into it once we met Emma and Anne, and I'm just there. I just love it. Mm. Yeah, I really do. I live it.
And since you said it, I have to ask: have you read any of the books?
Not the books, no. But I've seen all the shows.
I mean, I love the books. I mean, I'm a book reader. I've read the first two. I'm on. I ordered number 3 on my Kindle last night. Voyager. So I'm looking forward to starting that. And for me, it has an absolute real resonance with Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, and I think it has that kind of...
An epic quality.
But there are significantly less wizards and dwarves.
That's true.
In Outlander.
Yeah, I'm on book 3 as well. Yeah.
Oh, do you guys, like, plan this?
No.
No, we're not.
It's a bedtime reading. Maybe not.
Yes, well, I'm the kilted South African in the band. I originally come from Cape Town. I came here a couple of years ago, and these guys swept me up, and it's been a non-stop ride ever since, you know?
Kidnapped.
Playing music, you know, basically, yeah. I'm from Callum here. Yeah. Kidnapped.
It's Misha Callum, son of Bina Hami. It's in Colin Kuehl, Clichimi Evangio, it's a Vandalin, like Sammy Gunska, Gaelic, Xamostig. For those who can't understand what I'm saying, I'm Callum. I am from Aberdeen. I play the mandolin and the banjo, and I study Gaelic at the Gaelic College in Skye.
Top of life.
One thing.
And now to our piper, Graham.
Hi.
How did you become involved with these performances?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure I can remember exactly, other than that I work at Blackness Castle. And it evolved from there, really. You know, I think you know the story, the filming that took place in Blackness, and Jamie's favourite site, I believe, allegedly. I know the Burach guys. We all kind of hail from the same part of the world, and we all got together, and it's as I was saying earlier, magical things happen in Scotland and Ireland.
Yes,
and other parts of the world.
Of course.
Just about everywhere.
So we had asked the band how long they'd approximately been together. How long have you been playing the pipes?
I got the first set of pipes when I was 12, so about 10 years.
A little longer than 10.
A little longer than 10. Okay, you spotted
that.
Let
him have it.
You spotted that.
The pipe playing, the bagpipes, were magnificent both at Black Ness as well as this evening.
Thank you.
That was an amazing evening.
Education.
Well, no, you guys were an education, but your performances this evening were magnificent. We are just tickled that we could be there for this, to meet you guys and to see your performance, and wish you all the best as far as your goal of getting to New York Tartan Day.
I think the Outlander experience is going to take on. I think you've already shown that, Emma, you just feel so great to be part of it.
And being as we look like, Jeremy, that does help.
They do. These are the most handsomest men in kilts I have ever seen in my entire life.
How many people have you seen in the kilts?
1, 2, 3.
We may just wish you both well.
Thank you.
We've loved
thank
meeting you,
you
tonight and your enthusiasm for
very enthusiasm.
And also your enthusiasm for music in Scotland.
So. Oh my goodness, yeah, it just doesn't end. Thank you so much, thank you.
But it would be very helpful to us if you would come to California and save us 5 hours of travel by plane to see you in New York.
I think they're okay with that.
I think
they
we're going to bring a taste of Outlander as far and as wide as it will go. So if we're invited to bring the show to America, to East Coast, Mid Coast, Midwest, West Coast, we will go. So
and actually that ties into my last question I wanted to wrap up with is we've experienced this evening.
Mm-hmm.
The show is weekly at least
September. It's on our website, which is marysmeanders.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter as well at marysmeanders. And the show is called A Taste of Outlander, and it's here in Linlithgow, and it's every Thursday night, but we can do private parties as well. We'll bring the show to you. So yeah, please come and experience A Taste of Outlander in Linlithgow.
If you love the lassies ever get married,
there's your man.
He's got three already.
So, though the show is scheduled for through September,
yes.
What are your hopes for The Taste of Outlander, as well as maybe branching off and doing, who knows, something else in addition?
Well, at the moment, we're very much focusing on The Taste of Outlanders, the show. We obviously have, during the day, we do the Outlander filming location tours, because Linlithgow is right at the heart of the filming locations, with most of the filming locations actually within an hour's drive of Linlithgow. Mm-hmm. So we're focusing on those. At the moment, we're running regular tours and the regular show on a Thursday, but the idea is that we'll bring in more shows, more tours, mm-hmm. and we'll take the show out to other places.
Wow,
so that's the plan.
So you're planning
years. Yeah.
In time,
yes,
not just around Scotland, but potentially internationally,
yeah,
as desire,
yes, absolutely,
and need is.
And when we were at the gathering just up in Crieff there a couple of weekends ago, you know, we met people from all over the world mm-hmm. who are interested in in us doing that. So yeah, so we're starting off here. We're learning the trade, if you like, and yeah, absolutely developing something that we think is special. I think tonight the audience could tell that there was mm-hmm. something special happening in the room. So yeah, absolutely, we will come to you. Just get in touch and we can talk.
Well, are you concerned you may need to change the name from Mary's Meanders to perhaps Emma's Meanders,
or
Claire's Meanders, or Outlander Meanders?
Yeah, well, that might be something we'll think about. But Mary's Meanders is something special as well, because that's to do with the town of Linlithgow, yes. And we want to bring people here. You know, we're 20 minutes by train from Edinburgh, you know, half an hour from Glasgow. It's a great spot, and mm-hmm. we want more people, more tourists to come and find out more about Linlithgow.
So from having attended this evening and having met these lovely people and now spoken with them more, all we can say is the Outlander podcast urges you to get in contact. If you need to contact us, that's fine. We'll put you in contact with them, or contact them directly at their website or on Twitter or any of their handles. And yeah, there's something I say for a lot of episodes. It started with the show and not so much the read-alongs, is when I'm moved or when I feel like, you know, I'm not going to cry, but I feel something happening, I say a tear prick. And I get, you know, like, a, you know, that prickling sensation you get when you see, feel the tears kind of just behind your eyes or your nose. And I got a few of those tonight.
Oh, good.
So it was very moving. Well, so
good.
As far as when Lithgow is concerned, I know that when we were walking down the street from the palace, I was like, I saw the main street and I saw the little buildings and I was like, I could hang out here for like a week.
Good.
Like, this is some place that you need like a full week fully appreciate,
yeah,
right? And I get it. I'm like, this place is totally cool. I think that I don't think you could totally get enough of this week unless you spent some time here in this town.
Oh, great.
So, sad we only got to spend an evening.
Well, you'll have to come back.
Oh, absolutely. We will. We are planning.
You're always welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming along.
Thank you for having us, and thank you all for your wonderful performances.
Thank you.
And we hope to meet you all again.
Tunaka!
Tunaka!
Again, a very, very warm thank you to Mary's Meanders and Burach and the Star and Garter Hotel and everyone who helped create that evening of A Taste of Outlander. It was our honor to be there, and it is our honor to share this interview. Thank you again, as always, so much for listening. We look forward to our next episode. Thank you to our generous audio host, audioboom.com. Our Audioboom channel is www.audioboom.com/channel/OutlanderPod. Visit our website at www.outlanderpod.com. Follow us on Twitter at OutlanderPod. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OutlanderPod. Or email us at outlanderpod@gmail.com.